Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Who won on Wednesday night? Who's getting a tryout with WWE? And who is getting Swifty in AEW? For Friday, October the 25th, 2019, this is your Cultaholic Daily News Podcast.
Hey, Chris. I know you purchased your tickets and that's all fine and good, but this isn't like the other wrestling company we came from. This isn't an invisible wall right here. I could easily step through. And I could easily come up there and we can fight right here and right now.
You win again.
Week four of the Wednesday Night War goes to All Elite Wrestling. Four straight weeks for All Elite over NXT. It was a tough one this week because both shows were up against some stiff sporting competition from the World Series and the NBA. Despite that, both figures actually held pretty well. This is the first time that All Elite Wrestling has dipped under a million. We did kind of predict last week that we'd now see AEW drop under a million, and that's what happened. Not in a bad way. Not in a bad way at all. The figures both shows posted were still very, very strong in the grand scheme of things. So AEW averaged 963,000 viewers on Wednesday night, just down 5%. NXT on USA dropped by 2% to 698,000 viewers. There's a small drop from last week. We are seeing these figures, as we said on the podcast last week, start to sort of plateau now. Just to break these down a little bit further, Dynamite was up in their key demo, 18 to 49, which is very strong. They finished fourth place on the night across all of cable television as well, which is a great result. Meanwhile, for NXT, finishing 21st overall, but the rating was up in their target demographic of 18 to 49. So there are some wins to have from these results. I think the fact that they were up against such big sporting competition, the World Series and the NBA, yet they still sort of danced around like the top end of their numbers was excellent. You know, the fact that AEW is only just under a million. In fact, AEW started at over a million. That tag team match that kicked off the show very much brought in a strong audience that, whilst they didn't stick around for the entire show, started things off on the right path for AEW. Whether they'll go back over a million next week, we will find out once there's no competition from the World Series and the NBA. Who knows? They may go back up that way. I personally think, and it's only my opinion, so, you know, take it with a pinch of salt. I think this will be where AEW sits now. I think we might maybe see a slight increase with WWE, maybe to push NXT just over 700,000, and they'll be keen to finally stop the rot, as it were, and put themselves over AEW. And that may come in time. We will see. But still, strong figures for both companies considering good competition. So earlier on this week, Seth Rollins challenged Kenny Omega to a match at WrestleMania when, quote, he is done with the minor leagues. This comment gave Jim Ross the red ass, to quote the Grilling with JR podcast, where this statement comes from. Conrad Thompson asked JR about the comments made by Seth Rollins, and JR was quite disappointed, actually. He says that, you know, we're all playing the same game and there shouldn't be need to make anybody look or feel smaller. JR says, sometimes I believe it's internal. Sometimes what they're driven to say, what they feel obligated to say, they say things that they think will gain favour of their bosses. I don't know. He went on to praise Rollins and then give a little elbow in the ribs. He says, Rollins is in a great spot. He's blessed. Maybe someday he'll be as over as his girlfriend. I don't know. But nonetheless, I've always liked his work. He's a solid guy, but saying things like that makes him look bad. And for that, I feel bad for him. I just do. A lot of people have jumped on this comment where JR says maybe he'll be as over as his girlfriend. And the context of that, some people have said, has deemed as sexist, saying that JR was saying, oh, Seth Rollins is... It was almost like JR went out to emasculate Seth Rollins with a comment. Don't know whether that was JR's modus operandi, but he does make a valid point. Seth Rollins' girlfriend is incredibly over. Becky Lynch is one of the biggest stars in wrestling. I believe if Seth Rollins had a boyfriend, he may have said the same thing. One day you will be as over as your boyfriend. That's my opinion. It's open to interpretation, that one, I do believe. So Jake Hager missed TV this week for AEW because he was in Connecticut. Oh, meeting at Titan Towers. No, don't be stupid. It's fight week in Bellator. He's getting ready for his fight with Anthony Garrett tonight. He's under a lot of pressure tonight because Chris Jericho's been hyping up Jake Hager as this undefeated MMA star. And tonight, he puts that undefeated streak very much on the line. I doubt it won't affect his job, obviously, but it would. I think, do you know what? The wonder that is wrestling is that even if Jake Hager loses tonight, there is still some mileage you can get from that next week. You can rip Hager to pieces if he loses. The crowd will have some fun with that, and you can do some fun stuff with him. If he remains undefeated, brilliant. That continues to enhance this hired muscle, this badass new Jake Hager, completely so. Incidentally, apparently, AEW's Santana, Ortiz and Sammy Guevara are going to be ringside at Bellator tonight when Jake Hager steps into the ring. Jericho sadly won't be there, but the rest of the inner circle will be. That was reported by ESPN. So if you're watching Bellator 231 tonight, look out for the inner circle at ringside. British wrestling star Grado is in conversation with the AEW champion Chris Jericho on the premiere episode of Wrestling Daft today. In the podcast, Chris Jericho has some opinions on the war between AEW and NXT.
We're not at war with NXT because this is going to make people mad, but this is not being an asshole. NXT is still the minor league. No matter how you... Those guys are still basically unknown performers. It's not a competition to us. And I knew we would win because we have more star power than NXT does. I mean, when you look at the end of our first week of TV, who was out there at the end? Chris Jericho. Well, we know him. Dustin Rhodes. Well, we know him. John Moxley. Well, we know him. He used to be another name, but we know who that is. Jim Ross is commentating. I know that guy. Tony Schiavone's commentating. I know that guy. There's all people that have done WrestleManias out there the very first night of our TV. And on NXT, they have guys that I've never heard of. And this is not cutting them down. They're all great performers. But to a mainstream fan, they don't know who Kyle O'Reilly is or Johnny Gargano or Ciampa or Velveteen Dream. They just don't. So to me, we're not in competition with NXT. Our competition is Raw, is SmackDown, is Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar and all those guys. So that's the way I look at it. I think it was a little bit of a stroke of genius for Vince to put NXT on against us because it took the focus off the main show in AEW and it put it on the minor league in AEW. So there's no war with that. And you can put anybody you want on against NXT on a Wednesday night. You can put, you know, a Super Bowl game or the World Cup final or, you know, resurrect the Beatles and do a reunion. It doesn't matter. We can't control that. All we can control on a Wednesday night is our show and our product and make sure it's the best it can possibly be.
Hear everything else that Chris Jericho has to say about the world of professional wrestling on the premiere episode of Wrestling Daft a little bit later on today. Some good news from the Wrestling Observer regarding everybody's favorite wrestling dinosaur, Luchasaurus. The injury that he sustained that had kept him off TV the other week wasn't as bad as we feared. It looks like he has a strained hamstring, not a full tear of a hamstring. Now, a torn hamstring would have put him out for the rest of the year and then deep into next year as well. But it's a strain, so it's just R&R, rest your foot for up to a month, they reckon, and then he'll be back to full force, which is excellent news for Luchasaurus. It was an injury that he suffered literally hours before AEW Dynamite went on air, and that was why the decision was made to put Marco Stunt in that match to team with Jungle Boy. Marco Stunt got a lot of grief online from people saying that he's not a believable performer. And as I said on Twitter and in other places, Marco Stunt is an unbelievable performer. He's teaming up with a dinosaur. So Tony Khan was really hands-on with AEW Dynamite this week. It turns out the reason Kenny Omega and Joey Janela was added to the show was Tony Khan saw the reaction that that match got on AEW Dark and insisted that it be added, even though it was late in the planning process. He insisted that it be added to the main show for tonight. And it was a great call because they once again had an absolute blinder. There's a lot of talk on whether NXT is going to leave Full Sail University next year. It's up against AEW right now, and it's not doing particularly well in competition with AEW. And a lot of people attribute that to the fact that NXT looks smaller. Well, because it is. It's in a smaller venue. That's not a dig. That's just a fact. So the talk was that they would be leaving Full Sail coming into next year. And from the Wrestling Observer newsletter yesterday, with regards to that, it's a yes and a no. WWE aren't keen to leave completely. There is talk they will continue to use Full Sail, but just not every single week. The idea is some shows will be live at Full Sail and some will be in arenas outside of Florida. It is the most cost-effective location, Full Sail, and the look as well really works for NXT. That's the look of it, however, in terms of the size, a lot of people are attributing to the decline in ratings. As I said, it just maybe looks like a smaller deal, so people are less invested in it. Are WWE leaving Full Sail? Not quite. They're not moving out, but they're keeping all their stuff in the apartment, but they may work elsewhere a couple of months a year. The Randy Orton revival faction is done thanks to the WWE draft. Pour one out for Dawson, Wilder and Orton. FTRKO, which makes no sense at all as a name. On a tweet last night, Dawson paid tribute to their gang, saying, "Should have been," said that he'll see Orton down the road. Wilder chimed in and said, "What will be eventually." So once again, Dawson, Wilder and Orton are turning those gears about moving across to AEW. Orton's contract expires next year. We understand Dawson and Wilder's contract has been extended to next year as well. I don't think they'll go, but they're happy to play silly buggers and we're happy to report it. According to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, former Lucha Underground star Ivelisse Velez has reported for a tryout at the WWE. Ivelisse was in WWE a while back. She was part of the Tough Enough season with Steve Austin in. And her time there was a bit peculiar because she was sort of discouraged from wrestling the way that she did. She was told by Steve Austin and the guys there that she wrestled too much like a guy and she should wrestle more like a diva. Now, obviously, the world has changed a lot since Ivelisse did Tough Enough. And obviously, opinions have changed and feeling has changed and styles have changed. So Ivelisse, once again, getting another run as a tryout in WWE. She's been all over the place, actually. She was part of NXT. She was part of AEW, TNA, and of course she was really making waves in Lucha Underground. I think Ivelisse would be a really welcome addition to the roster in WWE. Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson are going to be part of AEW next week in Charleston, West Virginia. They are going to coronate the first ever AEW World Tag Team Champions, whether they be SoCal Uncensored or the Lucha Brothers. They're going to be on hand to present the belts. I like this. I like the touch of historical significance to have Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson be the ones that present the belts. They've had a bit of a resurgence as of late, which has been really exciting to see. Look out for them on a future episode of NWA Power. And CM Punk was chatting to Matt Singer, the film critic. He's apparently planning on writing a movie about pro wrestling based on his time in the ring. He's citing Slapshot as an inspiration. This is the ice hockey movie about the minor league hockey coach from the 70s. And he says he wants to do that, but with a failing wrestling company. Genuinely, I'm down with that. Wrestling films can always be a bit hit and miss. I mean, hits in terms of fighting with my family, miss, ready to rumble. So somewhere in the middle will be absolutely fine.
All you guys can stand in the back of the line. All of you. Look at you.
I thought this was a commercial. What's right, going right, on? I mean,
listen, Morty, don't worry about it. Let's just see where this goes.
Oh, that must be where he lives.
Deep salami. That's what Chris Jericho gets.
He's making himself a sandwich now.
What else we got? Oh, a little bit of the bubbly.
Seems like TV from other dimensions has a somewhat looser feel to it.
Yeah, it's got an almost improvisational tone.
And finally, wubba lubba dub dub. Not my words, the words of Rick and Morty when they found out they've been offered a job with All Elite Wrestling. AEW are collaborating with Rick and Morty. They put out a tweet yesterday saying fans attending this Wednesday in Charleston for the Halloween AEW will receive Rick and Morty masks. Standard. We're also going to get some kind of collaboration between AEW and Rick and Morty, obviously, because Turner owns Adult Swim, which airs Rick and Morty. I'm really hoping to see like a little skit on the big screen with Rick and Morty just talking about wrestling. I'd like that. I thought WWE would do that on the Friday Night SmackDown on Fox when they were doing the draft. I was hoping that we'd see Peter Griffin drafting somebody to the show. Didn't get that. AEW, give me what I want. Cartoon characters interacting with wrestlers. Make it happen. That'll do it for the Cultaholic Daily News podcast. What a treat for you on the YouTube channel over the weekend. Adam Pacitti's Hell in a Smell Punishment goes down live on Saturday and Sunday. He will be locked with some of the worst smelling items known to man, and you can make his life miserable. Oh, yes. That's on our Cultaholic YouTube channel over the weekend. I will speak to you tomorrow. I will speak to you Monday. I will speak to you Monday. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.